Let's talk about it. Charlie Johnson, C H A R L I E J O H N S O N, 9/17/25. Charlie Johnson is being evaluated for face-to-face today, period. Patient is currently in his fourth benefit period, extending from 8/13/2025 to 10/11/2025, period. This will be shared with the hospice medical director, period. A 73-year-old gentleman currently on hospice with history of heart failure. Patient is on oxygen, requires oxygen at all times. He is not eating as much. His MAC was at 26.5 on or about July of this year. Which has now dropped down to 24 centimeter because of weight loss. O2 side was at 93% on room air, pulse is 90, blood pressure is 140/88. Patient also has a history of hypertensive heart disease, atherosclerotic heart disease, COPD, chronic pain, peripheral vascular disease, history of disc disorder, myelopathy, radiculopathy symptoms, and is requires supplemental oxygen from time to time, period. Patient's PPS is at 40%, period. Patient has shortness of breath with at rest and with activity, period. Patient belongs to New York Heart Association Class 4, period. Patient is considered mostly bedbound at this time, period. Bowel and bladder incontinent, ADL dependent, period. When patient becomes short of breath, he wants to put his oxygen on, which increases the O2 side to around 94% to 95% and becomes more... He becomes more comfortable, but he doesn't like to wear it all the time. Did I say bowel and bladder incontinent? I think I did. Patient's weight loss is considered unavoidable, consistent with cardiac cachexia. Overall prognosis remains poor for this gentleman, given natural progression of his disease. He most likely has less than 6 months to live. Thank you. Did I tell you about his date of birth, by the way? If I haven't, let me give it to you. It's 10/11/52, so he's 73-year-old gentleman, right? Okay, thank you.